In front of the podium, we have the administrative code. It's 18 volumes, twice as large, more than twice as large as the administrative code. And it's composed of 1,768 chapters dealing with just a variety of topics. Some of you have probably, you probably haven't gone through the code books because we do things digitally now, so we go to our computers and look it up. But if you've read through some of this stuff, you know that this is not the top 10 novels that are, New York Times, anything like that. And this is not exciting reading. This is a lot of detail. It's a lot of minutia that businesses have to deal with every day. Every day when they go to work, when they're packaging a product, when they're producing a product, that's the code that they have to make sure that they're not violating. We want to make that more user-friendly for the business community. As we do doors, as many of us, as we, every 2 years, we knock on doors and ask for people to support us again at the next election. What do we hear? We hear taxes are too high and get government out of our hair. Cut the red tape. And that's what they're looking for, and that's what this is. This is the red tape in front of you that they're concerned about. These are the things that they have to deal with on a regular basis. And we'll have some examples of that, but these are any examples here today are just some things we picked out that maybe seem a little funny, old. There's a chapter on microfilm, and I don't know how many of you guys, when you research what local governments do or what state government does, you're not looking at microfilm anymore, but back in the 70s, there was a chapter in there that said that determine the quality of the microfilm that local governments had to use to preserve their records so that ladies and gentlemen like you could look at their records. Well, I know the last time I looked at microfilm, I was in high school, and that was a long time ago, but I don't know where you could find a microfilm reader right now, other than in a historical museum. So that's the type of thing we're looking for. The process is going to be that as co-chair of JCRER, I've been put in charge of this process. And what we did is we took the 1,768 chapters and we divided them up among the 30-some standing committees in the assembly, anywhere from two chapters to 217 chapters in a committee. And we divided those chapters up, and each committee chairman has been assigned those chapters. The goal is for them to look at those chapters, have a discussion in committee, decide if those chapters are working, if they're doing what they've been meant to do, protect the health, safety, and welfare of the citizens of Wisconsin, protect the consumers, protect the environment. If they're doing what they're supposed to be doing and they're working, we'll check them off our list, and we're going to work our way through 1,768 chapters. If there's a concern that some changes need to be made, and that discussion will take place in an open meeting by all committee members, majority and minority, the chairman have been told to give that list of potential chapters to all the committee members so that they know at some point each one of those chapters will be discussed at the committee level. And if there's a need for a change, if they feel there's a need for a change, it would go through the same process that any other rule change would go. The agencies would be brought in to defend the rule, the chapter, and the stakeholders that deal with this chapter every day would be able to come in and tell us what their concerns are and what the issues they might have with that chapter or that rule. And then we'll go through the same process. If JCRER changes the rule, we have to introduce legislation in both houses to change it. It has to be passed by both houses, signed by the governor. If it's direct legislation to change statute to then change the rules, it would go through the same bill process that any other change would go through. So that's the process. When will it get done? If a committee only has two chapters, it'll probably get done this session. If a committee has 217 or 200, 180, 170 chapters, it probably won't get done this session, and it might go on for multiple sessions. We're all familiar with chapters in the code that have taken 8, 9, 10 years for the stakeholders to reach compromise on and pass and changes to whole chapters. So it's a continuing process. It's something that's never been done before. It's a very aggressive project, a lot of work, a lot of reading, a lot of discussion. But that's why we want the public. That's why we want the stakeholders to be involved, and that's why we're holding press conferences so that the stakeholders around the state, the people that are dealing with this, small businesses, large businesses, individuals, they'll have the ability to come to us and tell us what the concerns are. We can't find those ourselves. We're not the people that are dealing with this every day. They are. So that's why we're going public with this and trying to get their input.